In WJCT's Voices of the River series, we take a journey down the St. John's River and hear from people who depend on the river for their living or whose lives are changed because they live close to it. In this first installment, we hear from a fourth-generation commercial fisher, Anita Johnson. She lives in the New Berlin area of Jacksonville.
This was not a community. This was a family neighborhood. It was always something going on from one end of the road to the other. I mean, we just had, there was life and excitement. And I remember when the boats, they used to come in through the channel, around the channel. It was a lighthouse out down the, out on the corner. And when those boats came around that corner, the neighborhood would light up. The Annie M, here comes the Annie M, here comes the Christopher, here comes the Shenandoah. I mean, it was always, it was just to meet the boats, to see what they caught, to see, you know. Everybody would come out to the patio to see what we caught. You know, it was excitement just to see how many fish you had, you know, what kind of fish, can I get a mess for dinner? You know, it was always something. Every family just about had a trawler, but everybody had a boat. So there was always traffic in the river. But you're not allowed in the river now because of the shipping industry. They will run over you. When they took away the fishing industry and people had to go elsewhere for employment, the community died. The gill netters were the ones that fed the populace. They caught the fish that are known as finfish. These were the inexpensive fish that black consumers used on a regular basis. They were part of the main diet in the black community because they were the least expensive. So there have been people that had to cut seafood out of their diets because of the price. Yeah, everybody's old now. Because we don't get out like we used to when it was plentiful and available. We don't get out and share. Now if you go buy fish and you paying $7-$8 a pound, the neighbor's not gonna know, okay? when they were inexpensive or free, everybody could eat. But we are paying $15 for a dozen of crabs. Who you think gonna get some?
And the children used to have.
Now we used to get out on my mama's dock and drop a fish or a piece of chicken on a string and just pull them up and then. Well, the old people used to say you have salt in your blood.
Right.
It's the salt, man. It's the salt. Yeah. It's fishing, being out there in the universe. It's addictive. I mean, it's hard work. But it's the most fun you could have. I loved being out in the middle of the river, away from all humans, looking up at the sky, communicating with God, and hearing the water lap up against the side of the boat. There's nothing more tranquil, more peaceful, or more natural than being out in that water with God and peace.
That was retired fisher Anita Johnson in an interview recorded at her Jacksonville home. This segment was produced by WJCT's Mary McIntyre from an interview recorded by the Florida Department of State.